I'm Julian Berger. A survey of contractors shows that 87% of North Carolina construction companies struggle to find workers. This comes as President Donald Trump pushes for mass deportations. It's a frigid morning outside a Myers Park home, where Carlos works to renovate a patio and install a new jacuzzi. Carlos moved from Venezuela 3 years ago with temporary protected status, which allows him to work, but he's not sure what's next. President Donald Trump recently revoked TPS status for Venezuelans.
Well, one tries to arrive to the job site safely every day, hoping to get through the day and, well, try to come back home with God's will and not be stopped by ICE.
Carlos left his wife, kids, and extended family in Venezuela to provide a better life for them.
I have a nephew with special needs, and a large part of why I came to the United States is because of him. Here I am, trying to give a better quality of life to everyone around me.
His coworker Olexi, who is also working with him, is a Venezuelan immigrant on humanitarian parole.
One cannot escape hearing the rumors in the street. The situations in different parts of the country are a strong blow because the construction industry is mostly kept afloat by the hands of immigrants.
Trump's promise on mass deportations is stirring fear in the construction industry. Around 30% of construction workers in the United States are immigrants. Here in North Carolina, it's about a quarter.
It's been a little rough trying to find those guys because nobody's willing to get in the cars and drive. Nobody feels safe.
That's on South Carolina's president, Carlos Calzadilla. His company focuses on building outdoor living spaces in the Charlotte area. He says he and his employees have had to work overtime and on weekends because there are not enough workers.
Us as a construction company, we try to plan everything 1 6 months, 1 year, or even 2 years sometime. It's super hard for us how to plan projects if we don't have employees to do so.
And Sun South Carolina's is not the only company facing staffing shortages. 150 miles away from Charlotte in Durham, C.T. Wilson Construction Company is having the same problem. Here's its owner, Charlie Wilson.
We have a tough time finding employees. We are seeing a lot of just kind of general fear.
Wilson says that Trump's immigration policies will have drastic effects, not just with construction, but also on the economy.
Probably 60-70% of the people on one of our job sites any given day are Hispanic. Our economy's not going to grow unless we have, you know, the workforce here to do the work.
About 20% of the country's construction industry workers are undocumented. But Trump's deportations, such as plans to throw out immigrants on TPS, or those with temporary status because they came as children, threaten to go beyond that, removing many workers laboring legally as well.
If the deportations actually happen, not only are you going to get sort of higher no-show rates, but you're going to have more and more firms that don't have enough people to bid on construction projects.
That's Brian Termail of Associated General Contractors of America. His organization is pushing for immigration reform that secures the border, but also provides legal pathways for undocumented immigrants who work in construction.
But if they've been here, they've been putting their boots on every morning, they're just working hard, they want to be part of the American dream, let's give them an earned path to legal status.
In 2021, construction accounted for more than $28 billion of North Carolina's GDP, with an average pay for a North Carolina construction worker at $22 an hour. Construction worker Olexi says a legal pathway for immigrants that requires them to pay taxes can benefit the United States.
Look for a way to give legal status to the immigrant workforce. Why? Because that allows for more income that is beneficial for the United States with respect to taxes.
Federal policy is uncertain, but this morning, Carlos and Olexi have a patio to finish, to provide for their wives and their children. Julian Berger, WFAE News.